Okay. Yes, Jamaica. It's Give Back Jamaica time. Good evening, Jamaica and the Caribbean. This is the Give Back Jamaica program. And you're listening to CRS Radio, the Caribbean radio show, the Knowledge Station. And this is your host, the diva herself, live and in living colors. Cecile, Sister Cecile. Yeah. And tonight promises to be a very grand night because guess what? We are seeing progress. We are seeing the fruits of our labor. Yes, man. Right now in Jamaica, we will be hosting a give back, a soup-sipping program, a soup-sipping venture on the 22nd of September. It's going to be a time of jubilation. Yes, the mama's faces will be lit up because your kids will be getting a pair of shoes. And hosting that program in Jamaica on the 22nd will be open ground. You know what? Tonight, I want to give shout-outs. I want to give shout-outs, first of all, to Dr. Evelyn Richardson, whose brainchild this is. And, I want to give a shout out to Dr. Evelyn Richardson, whose brainchild this is. Yeah. And people like Auntie Judith, who is my host, co-host for tonight. And a fancy girl named Peter Gay Jones. And Austin Brown, HB. I mean, HB is a very hard worker. I am so proud of Opton and the accomplishments he has garnered in Jamaica. Yes, man. So, our labor is not in vain. And then we have the teachers from the Crescent Primary School, teachers like Miss Naughty and Miss Lewis, who are the grown persons working on our behalf down in Jamaica, the Crescent Primary School. Shout out to Principal Francis, the man who's behind the curtains working as hard as possible. Shout out, Mr. Principal. Now, on tonight's show, we'll be having some updates from no less a person than Dr. Ev. Trust me, like the daughter, you're real bad. I mean, the daughter, you're full of vibes. She vibes it. And I tell you, I fear brainchild, you know, as she born this baby, and this baby is growing into a toddler right now. Dr. F, where are you? your baby is turning toddler now.
I know we get robust, you know. You know, when you get in a toddler, it has find all kind of energy and get into itself.
It's terrible too.
Well, it's a good too, man, because it can just realize it exists. It exists. You know, it's coming into fruition and it's alive. And I think really no better description than that for this year, little venture. I really want to thank you guys. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm at the brink of tears and laughter and
a combination of
kind of wonderful thing to get. Yes, when I hear you say, boy, you know, things going on, you know, it's not in vain. We're getting somewhere. You know, we talk about 2 months ago when this idea came about and we all got together and we start putting these different ideas of how we're going to help Crescent. And one of the things that came up out of the research that went into all of this, because we just don't come about with programs because we feel like it. We are looking at where the needs are, and we found out that there is a tremendous need for shoes. I often said when I was going to school, which was not too long ago, me usually shine up
stop.
My brown
thunder. Stop fooling people, them, you know. Stop fooling the people, them. It's not just yesterday you were in school. Mind me burst your bubble.
And who better person to do it than you? So, yeah, what I was telling you, when I was going to school, and my son always said, Mother, don't bother with the barefoot thing because I can't deal with that today. Just buy me good shoes. For real, when we were going to school, a lot of us, you know, being from the families that weren't monetary or financially blessed, was me. We never think about the shoes too tough to fall away. How we never ever have means to even think about that. Our parents, the mom couldn't afford that. So we have with Grung Thunder, where we have coconut high, where Saturday night your mother grate up the coconut, not your mother. You have to grate coconut and boil the coconut high, and that's what you use for cook and shine up yourself. You know, mm-hmm. I got school Monday. Now, if you didn't kind of have a little money, you could have bought a little Vaseline, but a coconut tile we use.
Mm-hmm.
And really, when you think about coconut tile now, boy, me can't afford to buy some good coconut tile for it, you know, because it's too expensive. Oh, we did a turn up with nose that is, you know, at some time or the other, just to show you how life, the things that we didn't think was much, was the best.
Uh-huh.
So we have to give thanks. But I heard Miss Naughty, and I hope she'll be able to join us tonight. I hope Miss Naughty and Miss Lewis, or both of them, or either of them, would be able to give us an update. But she said to me the other day, when you were going to school, you could go to school barefooted, and you would come to school. These kids, if they don't have shoes, they will not come. This is a different time. This is a different era. So what we are doing, I mean, and everybody have to stand up and salute themselves, yourself, my dear, wonderful sister, Auntie Judith, you described the beautiful, wonderful queen of all queen and diva of all diva, Peter Gay. She got down and she dig into it and thankful for all of those friends and family who are in social media and who are at the workplace who make this thing happen.
Yes.
Sister Judith put up a bottle of workplace, and there's a wonderful lady that came through beyond the wildest dream that we literally couldn't believe the donation. And today we can boast that we are going to be able to provide on Wednesday 200 pairs of shoes.
This is
gorgeous.
So
this is gorgeous. Yes. Gorgeous.
Yes.
Is that a word?
It goes to show Dr. Ev that, yes, all labors are not in vain. And, you know, night after night, we come on this Sunday night after Sunday night, we come on this radio show, and we highlight the Give Back program. And little did we know that, you know, it would take off like this. I mean,
yes.
You know, yes, we know it would take off, but you still have a little doubt in the back of the mind, like, it has taken off. And, you know, I am elated tonight because I know the smiles on those mama's faces. The children will be smiling, you know, but the mothers will be smiling more because this has chopped off a big part of the back-to-school funding.
expensive.
It has shaved off a big part because the shoe expensive. I mean, yes, the uniform is expensive, but guess what? The shoe's more expensive, you know? And,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I am so over the moon, excited. I see 876568. Let me see if this is Miss Naughty. Hello, caller.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, this is... Oh, they're calling from Jamaica, me live and direct. Yes. So, Upton, tell us what's going on down there now. What are the preparations you have for Wednesday? Hello?
I think we get too excited.
Yes, tomorrow. Are you there?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Hello? You can hear me?
Yes,
we are.
Okay. So I'm meeting with a representative tomorrow from Sammy's. We're going to the warehouse, and we're going to, I think at this point in time, we're going to pick up 12 cases of shoes. Going to take them back to the school, sort them out, and get prepared for Wednesday. We will fit every single child that's on the list to make sure that, you know, that they do get they get the right size. We don't want anyone to leave without the correct size. And
okay.
Any shoes that is not fit or any children without a shoe will get their sizes, and then we will return the next day with those shoes. So now everything is looking good. Sun City radio station is going to carry it.
Big up Sun City.
They're going to cover the event. We're waiting on CVM to get confirmation from them, and then we have been told that the Gleaner is also going to
say that again.
Cover it.
What,
yes.
What TV? What television station? CVM.
Yeah, we wait. Yeah, we're waiting for confirmation. They are in receipt of the press release. Yeah, but we have not. We have not gotten confirmation from them. We do have confirmation from Sun City Radio Station that they will be covering the entire event. And they want to do some interviews with the principal and some of the senior teachers, you know, some of the parents and also some of the students.
Yes.
Well, HV, you make the tears that come down. On my face, man.
Oh my God.
This is so wonderful.
Oh my God.
This is just so wonderful to know that we are able to, as a group, get together and make this happen for children and parents alike who would be able to, I mean, even the delight of just getting the opportunity to know somebody somewhere, care about them, to give them some kind of dignity, help them and give them hope. Some people don't understand what it means to have a pair of new shoes. But this is just wonderful.
Oh my gosh.
Just wonderful.
Dr. Eva, know the feeling, you know. I know the feeling for you to see this come to fruition. You know, it's your brainchild. And we are sharing the joy with you, you know.
Yeah.
Sister Judith.
No, this is the, this is in the right direction. And I think this will propel us into doing better things and more things than I can only see us moving forward, you know.
Into that.
Amen.
Yeah, amen to that. So, Upton, I guess we're going to have music and all them things. Woo!
Well, I'm not sure about the music part, but I do know that I don't know.
Go ahead, we're listening. Okay, go ahead.
Did Okan mute himself?
Oh, Sister Judith, good night.
Good evening. Good evening, sisters. How are you?
Okay. Oh,
Dr. Ev. Dr. Ev, may I forget to talk to the Kleenex people and feel, you know.
Ooh.
I'm going to say goodbye. How are you?
I think I hear Okan back in business.
Okan?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, you okay. finish what you were saying, Okan.
No, I was just saying that she was talking about music, and I was saying if she's talking about folks making a joyful noise, I think we'll have a lot of that.
You know, I can just see this event. In the mind's eye, I can just see the event, you know, such jubilation. I think this is going to be the first of anything like this happening in Jamaica. And we can boast and say we are the first group to put on such a venture. I have never heard
of
any such thing happening in Jamaica.
And of course, we would be doing this annually, of course, annually, because we're not a one-time wonder hit at all. So, so we will definitely be doing this again.
Talk
to us, Auntie Judy. I mean, I know
you
at work. We want to hear everything. I know you have been your fundraising effort at work, and just tell me how did your folks at work respond to your fundraising efforts?
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for listening to the Caribbean Radio Show, CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. It's going well. I put a container with a poster on my desk. And, you know, I don't like to, there are certain things I don't like to do, but everybody kept saying to me, well, did you tell everyone? Why don't you send out an email? I said, no, I mean, it'll come. Each one will tell one, and they'll come by. And I am very happy that to date I have 165, I think, or $165 in my bucket.
When I counted it out on Friday,
took it out, put it in my drawer, locked it, and put the empty bucket back on my desk, you know, left it like that.
Wow.
And I was speaking to someone, and they said, oh, Miss Judith, I have a donation for you. I will leave it in your drawer. Where do you want me to leave it? So I told them. So I'm just waiting to see on Tuesday. I work on Tuesday. When I go in, what is going to be there. So I'm very, and someone sent me $20 through Cash App, so I have to go and, you know, get that, and, you know, so.
Today, Judy, I mean, I know this is just the second round of your donation kitty. Update us on to the total so far.
For me?
Yes,
no,
for
not for
kitty.
Me. For me?
Oh, you're kidding. Yes.
I mean, it's just a little donation. It's I don't know how much it is. I know it's
You had some big. You had some
I had
big,
a $500 donation from a coworker.
Okay.
I had a $30 donation from two coworkers. That's why I always emphasize that you know, you alone, one person alone don't have to donate for a pair of shoes. You know, two people donated for a pair of shoes.
Uh-huh.
And I not to drift away from this, but also I last week I went out to recess. For those of you who don't know, I also work in a school. And I went outside because the students have lunch outside. And I was talking to one of the teachers, just a conversation. You all know me. Just like to have a conversation. And I said to the teacher, I said, oh, so when are you going to donate to my bucket on my table? And I was telling him what it was about. And he said, oh, I'll bring you some money, which he did. And he put it in there. And he said, oh, but I also want to do a class. Is that how you say it? Like an exchange class, like a class, a Skype class with the kids there. I said, stop lying. So, I am working on that portion also.
So, a cultural exchange kind of, a mutual. Oh wow! Oh my goodness!
So,
yes, ma'am.
Well, then we just need to figure out how this is going to be done, and what grades?
He is a second grade teacher.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So you know, I don't know what it is that. You know, what area he would exchange, so to speak.
So
I don't know what area, but what I really want to get him to do when I, meet up with him, because it's kind of crazy. Schedules are crazy. Is to do a video where he introduces himself, you know, and I can pass it on to Dr. Ev, and she passed it on to Ms. Naughty.
Then we'll need to look at the curriculum, the second grade curriculum, and find out what subject, you know, he'll be able to do for the grade two class. That's very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
So, are we leaving that to Dr. Ev to communicate this with the school? Dr. Ev?
We kind of are starting some talk already.
Okay.
So we will get this over to Ms. Norty and talk over with Sir. We call him Sir, with the principal. And
we always call him Sir.
Sir. Yes, and miss, sir.
Yes.
Here again, really Kleenex, we're going to have to do something with Mr. Kleenex, because this is just out of this world. If we can have a class in the United States exchanging, so we'll have that teacher in Crescent doing the same favor and teaching a class. It depends on the subject, or it could be a cultural exchange where
mm-hmm.
we talk about culturally. And, of course, mm-hmm. this is so in tune, because here we have Jamaicans, so much of them migrate to the United States, and, you know, the whole country of so many of Jamaicans can be found dotted all over the United States as well. So this is absolutely wonderful. And we just started with a conversation, and then it came up in this great idea. So
mm-hmm.
who to tell? If the school at some point, which would be super great to adapt the school itself. And so we'll have probably some more interaction, maybe shared resources and that kind of a thing. And what that will do for our students.
Yeah, as you said, shared resources. We could have there could be an exchange, of students students from the United States visiting the Crescent School and students
Absolutely.
From Crescent School visiting the school here in the United States.
Absolutely.
That would be so good. That would
yeah,
be lovely.
Yeah, I have another I have a question for Olson. Is he still here? Olson? HB?
Yes, I'm still on the line.
Okay, so I want to find out, like, we have a backdrop and all of that for Wednesday. Big
yes, we'll have a backdrop.
Makeup.
Yeah, we'll have a backdrop.
Okay. I feel it.
I can't wait to see pictures. I can't wait. Pictures
it.
And video.
Oh, my gosh. I think I'm
HB?
More excited than the kids.
Yes.
HB, I don't know you. I don't know you, and I've never seen you. I've never met you, but I feel like I've met you in another life. I just want to say thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, because you have you just come across so positive and enlightening, and, you know, I just want to say thank you for all you do. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
And that is not to take away from anybody else, but, you know, Dr. F, thank you. Cecile, thank you. I came in on the tail end of this. Peter Gay.
Tail end big. Anyway, Okan, another question to you. Would it be possible for you to stream this live on your Facebook page?
I will. Yeah, no, that might be a good idea. That might be a great idea.
Yeah.
Yes,
so.
But then we could have it shared, you know, share.
Yes.
Okay, yeah,
that
I will.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'll set it up where we can do some sharing. Yeah, no, that's a great idea.
Okay.
That's a good idea.
That's fantastic. Wow. Ooh, I'm telling you, great minds. That's what I'm talking about. Super great mind.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my
yeah.
God.
This
that's lovely.
Fantastic.
Then we have, I mean, people are going to see what we're doing.
Yes.
People are going to see what we're doing. Because, you know, I felt so bad when I looked on the Give Back Inc. page. And I saw this person put up scam, the word scam. This is a scam. I felt so bad because, you know, from the bottom of my heart, I know this is no scam. And, you know, it really hurt my feeling because for somebody to say this is a scam, I know nothing about it. So
was it some of the stuff that sometimes comes across, you know, people can be sometimes jealous or unkind, but we have to ignore those.
And press on.
Little stuff. And, you know, we know what we do, and we know who are we are. You know, this is, talk about, you know, this is the dude that you talk about, HB. HB is like a whole sage in this business. I'm not calling you old now, you know, HB, but, you know, it just doesn't work. He's a sage in this business. Read across Jamaica. I mean, you know, we have gone out in many, 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 many areas, bringing baseball to Jamaica, bringing glasses to Jamaica for those kids. And, of course, we are going to be doing some of that at Crescent. So you talk about giving back to Jamaica. I think that is his middle name and his surname together, not only his middle name. So this is something that we have been doing. He's also on the board of Palace, where we're talking about $1,000 scholarship. So there are a lot of people who know what Jamaica being the foundation and being your birth country, I know that in order for our country to grow, we have to give forward. It's not what government does. Government can enact policies, but we have to be the ones who take care of our neighbors. We have to be the one who build communities. And that's exactly what we're doing.
Yeah.
Whether we're far away in overseas or whether we are on the ground at home.
Yes, that's as I always say. The Ministry of Education can do so much, but it's just like you have a cake and the Ministry of Education donates the cake and we put the icing on the cake. And that's mm-hmm. the way I look at it. And we put the sweetener. On top of the cake. Yes. Because the ministry does, you know, the all round thing, the things that they're supposed to do. But these tiny things, just a one on one, this is like a one on one thing. Me to you, you to me, because you know, the ministry not going to give you a pair, give a shoe drive. They're not going to do something like that. There's no money for that. You know, they give the funds to the school.
It means something when your neighbor who you see every day care enough to participate in a community kind of a way.
That's humanity.
That's what we are doing.
Yes.
Exactly. That's what build community. That's what you sustain community. That is what the community needs, the children who grow up in a community needs to understand. And this is where we have great community that is built with sustainability that we're able to give forward. They come and they see what other folks have done for them, and they're building it. And, you know, of course, sometimes they're in better position than we are financially and otherwise, and they can continue the legacy. Talking about also continue the legacy, I saved the last of the exaltation for maybe for the best man, in a sense. Mr. Terry Reid, definitely somebody who has been with CRS Radio Caribbean Radio Show for over 12 years as well, who have done with me in every possible giving back to Jamaica. He's always there. Now, he is working on all of the social media pages. We have talking about, again, streaming live. We could try to set up on the Instagram page and all those YouTubes and so on, so forth. He's also putting together a web page, which is coming on nicely. Just need some more contents. And those photographs coming out of Jamaica is going to be absolutely fantastic added footage to that. And we hope to get a lot of those. And knowing me, I'm going to be jumping and screaming. No.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Folks, this is the Caribbean Radio Show, the CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station, and you're listening to Give Back Jamaica with your co-host, Dr. Evan Richardson and Auntie Judith Richardson. Okay, so folks who are listening, dial 661-467-247, and on your keypad, dial 1 to interact with your host. We're having a wonderful time over here. So just let's run some Mama Garnet Silk. Yeah. Run some music.
Since I was one, she told my mother alone, with the responsibility in her hand. She said we had to send us to school. She didn't want us to go like fools. And now I've got to keep friends for the good things she has done. Oh, Mama, I love you too, and I know you love me too. Oh, Mama, Mama, won't make you blue. I wish that every mother would.
Yes, Mama, it's up to me to do the rest. Yeah. I know that's going to be what's on the tongues of these children. Mama, it's up to me to do the rest.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I am so proud of what's going on. I am really, really, really proud of what's going on. You know, I envy Obtan. You know, I envy Obtan to be witnessing this firsthand. What
me
says
too.
You? Yeah, man. Firsthand.
Yeah, me too.
And as I said before, Dr. Ev, the first of this, I have never seen this. I mean, like when we were growing up, we know that we used to get school uniforms because we used to go to this place called the Branch, and the political parties, I think it was the JLP, the political party, Bustamante. I remember that we used to get free uniforms. We never know the material to make the uniform. And that was all we got. We didn't get any shoes. And then when you go to school, you get like a milk powder and the syrup.
Don't forget the bulgur. Don't forget the bulgur.
And the bulgur, yes, the bulgur. And, you know, I didn't like bulgur. I didn't like bulgur that time when I was in school, you know. But now I love bulgur.
Yeah.
Because the benefits are far-reaching. As a child, you are bored at because, like, that's cheap and you don't want to look cheap. So first of all, I never used to want to go to that canteen to eat anything. Them bulgur dumplings? No. Not one bit.
Boy, you see, you're one of them ostentatious tush girls. But the bulgur, for we, especially Friday, that yellow aisle with the chicken back and the fried dumpling, girl, no, we wouldn't have missed that for nothing.
Oh, my goodness. No, What happened? It was like an accidental setup thing for me at the canteen. My brother used to teach at the school, and my mother and my sister used to work at the brassiere factory. So the message was sent to my brother to give to give us lunch. But the message wasn't supposed to go to the message was carried wrong. It was supposed to go to my sister for her to take lunch from my mother. But it went to my brother, and he interpreted that as to give us lunch, give his siblings lunch. So next thing I'm at school, and him come, I'm going to come for lunch. And I'm like, because you used to have this boy color. Who loved the dumpling them and Kala used to clean up everything after everybody. That's why everyone was more Kala. So we used to talk about Kala at home and Kala loved the dumplings. And man, I never want to go and associate with the canteen because Kala, no, I don't want to be seen near that. And I didn't go for any lunch. And you know what? I did not get any lunch that day. And I decided, well, I prefer not to eat, but to be seen in that. No, mommy, they cannot go and show up at school in time. They no stop. No dumplings for me.
No dumplings for you.
No, I mean, we would have loved to get your dumpling because them dumpling that is sweet.
No.
Just lick my tongue on my finger right now. Then when you get one of the strawberry in the tin cup of milk powder. Oh, my God.
No, Dr. Emma, you see, after you drink that milk powder, you know what happens.
Oh, don't. No, you get strong and healthy.
No. The place smells terrible because this one.
School.
Yes, I used to have them crib boy. And when them go and drink up the milk powder. Mm-hmm. You know, it's good that we can remember, we can reminisce on, you know, on the good
reminiscing
days.
Is good. Reminiscing is good.
Yeah.
Reminiscing
so
is good.
So we want these kids to have, you know, this sweet, fond memories. Hold these memories dear to them because, you know, we enjoyed it then. So we want to allow somebody else to enjoy. I mean, it might not be the same kind of lifestyle because things more sophisticated now. you know.
Yeah.
But at least these kids will have, you know, the thought that somebody cares for me. Somebody cares for
yeah.
me.
And
know,
their memories will be their memories
yeah.
will be different from the next set to come
yes.
and the next one
yes.
and the next one. Everybody has
yes.
their will have their own, you know, different memories of what school days were
mm-hmm.
like.
Absolutely. Well, for those crescenters, as I call them, who are listening in, and I hope it's all of you, and go tell a friend. We are instituting a program at the school at Crescent where exactly what we're talking about, once you go to Jamaica, or if you're going to Jamaica, if you're a Crescenter and you have a group, don't have to be belonging to any association. And you want to go and visit the school and talk to the class, remind them, just like what we're talking, because we need this, it is an audio story. And
mm-hmm.
you go into a classroom, we'll be able to arrange for you go into a classroom and tell the students your story, what you used to do and the years you went to school and the things. Like, this would be a nice story. We had
mm-hmm.
the fried dumpling them and the burger dumpling and the
yeah.
cornmeal dumpling and the things we did there. Of course, those of us who were there during the years of Mrs. Irvin, the woman we call Babylon, or the teacher we call Babylon, and the things that she did, and the things that we did during our time. As Auntie Judith says, everybody's memory is going to be different, and this is what makes this such a melting pot, that you put your memories together, we put our memories together. And talking about memories, too, we're going to be put our memories together soon in some books. So
yes.
we want to have this written, not only a verbal story, but also we have different books that we are thinking about, just talking about individuals, certain individuals who make Crescent the school it is and was, and also those who are to come as well.
You know, most of the kids who are at Crescent now are grandkids and great-grandkids of
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
students of yesteryear. You know,
mm-hmm.
so especially the students
wow.
who are from the rural areas, like from the Signal Mountain, the Coal Market, the Bog Walk, the Kent Village,
mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
Simon, you know, and Winter's Pen, Brunswick Avenue, Walk Road, from the, you know, adjoining communities. Those students, they basically have an idea of what Crescent was, because their parents must have passed on this information to them. But
yeah.
we're talking about,
yeah.
you know, kids who are coming from, like, say, in Spanish Town. I mean, I have no idea of that rural kind of living.
Yes.
You understand what I'm talking,
yes.
Dr. Eve? That
yes.
rural kind
yes.
of living, because these kids know they're not come up past the wood fire. I mean, yeah, you have areas like the areas like behind the textile, the Argonabo company. It's called Lizard Town.
Oh,
I don't
wow.
know if you're aware of that. It's called Lizard Town.
Mm-hmm.
It's like in the back behind there. Now, you have kids coming from that area now, and you know, Winter's Pen. But you have
mm-hmm.
no kids who are like from Fairfield Road and Winter's Pen proper, Strathmore Gardens, Angels Community.
Yeah.
That is like the area going back to the Little Crescent School, Monticello.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, those are
mm-hmm.
areas where these kids come from, you know, to attend Crescent. And as I say, most of them are grandkids and great-grandkids of previous Crescenters and would have known,
absolutely.
You know, gotten some information
yeah.
in regards to what the school was. But I tell you something, there are so many persons who have attended Crescent School who did not
yeah.
even know that Crescent School, that wasn't the original location of the school. And when I tell people that the school is where the club is now at, my parents live, we live actually right across from the old Crescent School, right in that little lane. That's where my family lived and still living. So we are familiar with the school, and my older siblings went to that particular school, that particular location, okay, until the school left from there and went to its present location. So a lot of these kids do not know. And I think you rightly say we should embark on imparting this information to the youngsters at Crescent. This is not where Crescent is coming from. You know, and let them know these things, and I think they'll be able to appreciate the school more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not just for all Crescent. Well, it's such a vibrant primary school, and we have all kinds of professions coming out of that school, and we need to get away from that and give them the real down-to-earth nitty-gritty. Tell them about the canteen. Tell them about the woodwork shop. Tell them about the garbage area, that area up there. We have to sweep up and burn the trash. Right? That
Where was that
area was right in the scene. Okay, as you enter the school, you are actually, when you walk around to the side, the principal's office, you walk straight by that. And across from the open play field, there is a little section there. I don't know if they still have it concreted around. But that's where we used to take the garbage to. Nowadays, these kids have janitors cleaning the school, cleaning the classrooms. We didn't have that. We had to sweep the classroom ourselves. And you know what we used to do? We used to polish the desk and shine them.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
With floor polish.
Yes.
Shine them.
Yes. Yes.
So we need to allow these kids to know about the school in order for them to appreciate the school more. Crescent is my first love. I used to go to Crescent for school, and on Sundays we're going right back for church.
Yes.
I don't know if you have ever attended a church service there, but I remember.
No, I haven't. But I know they did. They did.
Yes. So Crescent was our life. We knew every corner of the school because we were there Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. We were there. Mm-hmm. So we knew Crescent like the back of our hand. So I really, really would want us to have a situation where we tell these kids, talk to these kids about our experiences at Crescent, what Crescent was like. A lot of them don't know, the school was a shift system school. A lot of them don't even know that the school wore a red and cream blouse. They don't know that. So I think this is a very good venture for us to embark on also. As I say, knowledge, we're imparting knowledge, and this is a knowledge station. So we're imparting knowledge.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's
all agree with you.
Yeah.
Yes. I really believe this. Because I love talking about Crescent. I love talking about Crescent. All the happenings at Crescent.
Are there still vendors on the sidewalk selling?
I would assume so, but I wouldn't think they're on the side of the because my mom sold at the school until the time of her death. She sells Sky Juice. And she said, sock. She said, sock. And she said, what do you call it again? The little cookies. We call policeman button.
Police button. Bachelor button.
And my mother made the nicest drops.
Oh, my gosh.
My mother made the nicest drops, man.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, she made the nicest drops.
And
Mama made
folks
the
who don't know about drops, coconut drops we're talking about. You cut up the coconut at Sunday evening time and you use the banana leaf, and you boil a coconut, add the sugar, and drop them from that banana leaf. Oh, my gosh. Mm. Oh, my gosh.
Yes, man.
It is marvelous, marvelous. I tell you, the program, as soon as we get it started up and, you know, having more people know about it, I think that is going to really have, and this is the thing, when you have people know where they are and the stock they came from, and especially the institution, we're trying to institute in folks who go to that institution, the sense of pride that will last, that the institution that we're trying to build back, and I say build back because at one stage Crescent was known not only in Jamaica but throughout the Caribbean as one of the top schools. Can you imagine?
Amen.
If you're in Jamaica, and you or any person is going to be, it is so difficult to get into that all-age school at the time.
Mm-hmm.
This is why we talk about that when we look at some of the professionals today, we know also one of our great international singer and actress, Miss Grace Jones, did come through Crescent at one point also.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many other folks there that came through that school. And in order to build that institutional connectivity and network, this is what we're trying to do. I'm not saying that I don't think that Crescent is the school that it once was, but with Mr. Francis coming on board as a new head teacher, and of course our group, we are going to change the trajectory of this institution. I know we will. Wednesday is just going to be the beginning stage of all of that. We were able to go in July and present about 10 scholarships, which was well received, and we are on the move another month, literally another month after, another 2 months after. So our next program, for those who missed out on the SHU program, of course, we're going to start early for next year because we did have more than the request for more than 226 pairs of shoes. But we tried to keep it at a number that we know that we're able to satisfy those kids, and we didn't want to disappoint anyone. But next year, we're going to start our shoe drive early, so we can definitely serve some more of the needy community. And after this is over, after the celebration, we got to go right back to work because one of the other things that impedes a lot of children from not being able to attend school, you guessed it right, is they don't have money. Huh? Yes. They don't have money for food. Hungry. They're hungry. So we have started, we are doing the Belly Full program. So that is the next in the program that we're going to be doing. And we'll be able to talk a lot more about this come next week, or you can visit us on our page, Give Back Jamaica Inc., that is on the Facebook page. So we're going to be really making this another big run to help those kids who are in need of a healthy, balanced diet.
So
sounds good.
Hungry belly cannot stand up.
True.
Empty bag cannot stand up. Yes. empty bag cannot stand up.
Yeah.
Yes. So, as you said,
the work is plentiful and the laborers are few.
Yeah, we're getting somewhere.
We're getting it done.
Yeah, we're getting it done. And you know, I implore, you know, those in the listening to my voice at this time, that, you know, help us to help a child. Help us to make a child happy. Help us to make a child become something in life. Children are our future. And if we create the atmosphere for a good future, then we are going to walk into that future also. We might not last as long as they will. But then the future will be bright for us also, as it is bright for them. So let's help a child. The child you help today could be the doctor looking after you tomorrow, could be the teacher teaching your grandchildren, could be the nurse, you know, looking after you, could be the CNA, the healthcare worker, taking care of your grandparent. Yes, there are so many possibilities in helping a child. So many possibilities. If I had gotten help, you know, in my time, if I had gotten help, man, I tell you, I would probably reach way over the moon right now. I wouldn't just stop here, so because, you know, I knew we were poor. We were poor, and that's the economic situation in Jamaica. You know, holds people back. It holds people back. It holds people back, and I tell you, we need to, you know, we need to help, make sure we help these kids. I mean, oh my goodness. Yeah, we need to help.
Boy, I'm talking about help also. We have. I want to thank Dr. J. I just spoke to her before I got on the program here. As a matter of fact, I accidentally called her about two nights ago, totally by accident. And I said, oh, my gosh, I was talking to her not knowing I was calling the wrong number. And, you know, we just eventually, oh, my gosh, I didn't mean to call you. And I start telling her about her program. And I'm delighted to let you guys know one of our other programs we have, the Sponsor a Child program. And she has agreed to sponsor a child. And I will definitely know by the donation tomorrow that she has done that. So that is just magnificent. And we have a child lineup for her.
Well, our show is almost at the end, so we just want to thank you all for listening to us tonight. And we wish for you all a beautiful night, a beautiful rest of the week. And as our show is about to go off the road of the air, let's slip some music in. We have a little more time. We're jamming. We're jamming.
Getting ready for Wednesday. The party.
Yeah, we're jamming. We're jamming. We're jamming. We're getting ready for Wednesday. Yeah. one. And this is what humanity is all about, giving back the little that we have. Yeah, imagine what a wonderful world could be if you give back, if I give back, if you give back, if I give back, if everybody give back. What a wonderful world could be. Dr. Ev, you know, you were talking about a nurse or whatever you were talking about a while ago. Just continue telling us the story. Continue telling us the story.
Well, I was just telling you, a friend of mine that I hadn't talked to for a while, I just accidentally called and just started telling her about the program. And immediately she was excited about sponsoring a child out of Jamaica. This is a program we have set up at Crescent. And this program does help children who are in need. We get a sponsor. This is a support, a financial support, monthly support of just $70. And this $70 per month will help this child for lunch money, for transportation. And somebody might say, transportation, why do you need transportation? Folks, in Jamaica, we don't have a yellow bus system. So if your mother don't have the taxi fare, the bus fare to send it to school every day, you can go to school, especially if it's not within walking distance, because no big yellow bus is going to come out and put on their stop sign and watch you creep on the bus and sit down and drive you to school. We don't have that luxury in Jamaica. So therefore, it is very extremely difficult for some parents to send two or three children that have to get bus fare every day, lunch money, uniform, books, book bag, the whole, oh my goodness, believe you me, I am not exaggerating, but if you hear some of this story, you would be like me, calling for the Kleenex every single time. So, folks, please do give us a call if you're out there and you feel a little bit generous. And as I'm saying, $1, $2, any amount of dollar, when it comes on to all of us putting our little bit into one basket, the basket will full. One Coca-Cola basket. You know, one dollar get whole heap of dollars, and it brings a whole lot of opportunity. My dear wonderful friends, it just takes a little bit to look into the eyes of a child. And when you give them like a new shoes like we are, oh my goodness, we are going to see life change. And this is no joke. Students who underperform, I mean, their world is going to light up because the dignity and joy and hey, you care. Somebody care. And I mean, this is going to be the most rewarding thing. So give us a call. We're here. It's every Sunday night. Every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And we go on. We connect in Jamaica. We have feedbacks and interviews from Jamaica and the school. And as our program expands, we're going to be expanding our outreach as well. So, prepare for the joy. This is something that you cannot keep a secret.
No. So, why we give back? You know, I am here thinking about why we give back. Well, we give back because it's our responsibility. We give back, especially to this institution called Crescent Primary, which has given us our kickstart. Yes. You know, alumni associations all over the country and the world, they're contributing to their school, their alumni, in various ways. And we are no different from that. Crescent Primary it has been and continues to be a beacon in the St. Catherine area. As I mentioned before, areas like Bogwalk, Kent Village, Crescent District, Dignam, Coal Market, Angels, Strathmore, Ensom City, Spanish Town proper, Brunswick Avenue, Jobs Lane, Fairfield Road, Lizard Town, all around the area, Crescent School has been the lifeline. It has been that beacon, that ray of hope in the St. Catherine Division. You know, it is one of the oldest primary schools in Jamaica. Oldest primary school in Jamaica. Crescent was once college, then junior high, and now primary, meaning that the students go from grades 1 to 6. Yeah, the school, as we said before, has a population of about 900 students, 900 to 1,000 students. And I'd like to, at this time, to give a shout-out to the faculty of the Crescent Primary School, especially Principal Francis. Mr. Francis, shout-out to you, sir. I heard that you are one heck of a principal. You are one of the most caring persons ever people have come across. You listen to parents. You sympathize with parents. And I'm happy, sir, that you're on board with this venture. We hail you. We salute you, sir. Miss Naughty, you've been a beacon of help for us, too. Miss Lewis, you ladies are doing a marvelous job on the ground, finding the students who are in need, tabulating, you know, calculating, and giving us here who are not on the ground the information for us to proceed. Yes, we salute you all. We salute you all. And I mean, it's coming from me alone. It's coming from Dr. Yeah. Ev. It's coming from Otan. It's coming
Great
from
job.
Terry. It's coming from Judith. It's coming from all of us. All of us who are on board with this venture. We salute you all. We salute you all. We know that this is not in vain because we can see the fruits of our labor. I mean, Wednesday is going to be a showdown. Wednesday, I can't wait because I know I'm going to be logging onto Facebook and I'm going to be sharing this so people see that we're not about joking over here. We're not joking. We are in a serious mode. We are militant about giving back to Jamaica. You know, and I'm imploring, especially those persons who have come to Crescent, who are now lawyers, doctors, teachers, police officers, you know, all the professions that exist. Because Jamaicans have ventured into so many professions. Jamaicans, we're not piapa, you know? We are not piapa. We're liquor, but we're talawa. Anywhere you go in the United States, I'm telling you, you're going to encounter a Jamaican. Them, they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And, you know, especially those who are coming from Crescent. Come on. Give back something. You know, we implore, we're begging, give back something, please. Give back something. Yeah. Crescent deserve it. It deserve it. Mm-hmm. I mean, we learned so much from Crescent. Dr. Ev, you can testify to that. We've learned so many things from Crescent. I heard you often talk about how you sit. You know, how you sit. You learn to sit that way because of what you learned, the disciplines of the Crescent primary, the disciplines of the Crescent all age, how we write, how we address people. You know, you don't look down and kick stone when you're talking to people. Hold up your head and look at them. You have manners. You have manners. You know? Yes. We have manners because of where we're coming from. Definitely. So I implore all to do what we have to do for these students. And I mean, I envy Opton at this time because, you know, to see all that, what's going to go on Wednesday. I'm just praying for good weather, you know, no shenanigans, you know, we'll kick the devil away and we're going to be sailing right through
Yeah.
Right through with our school, our shoe fitting, our kickers fitting. Yeah. Where students are going to be getting their new kickers.
And I'm glad you mentioned that, you know, because we're not just going to, here's what we're doing. We're doing getting a step further than most people. We're not just taking 220 or 230 students and just put them in upon a shoebox and hand it to them. We are carefully sitting them down, chatting with them as we are fitting each and every one of those students' feet to make sure they have a perfect fitting pair of shoes. Every single one of them. So it's not just here, see a pair of shoes here and walk away. We want them to put on that shoes, stand up in there. Boy, you put up on you. It feels comfortable. It feels nice. Walk out there, so I'll make sure, say it's all right. And how you feel? Do you like it? You know, that kind of thing.
We're going to have a beautiful, beautiful fitting. Beautiful fitting. And you know what?
Absolutely.
Take us off here tonight. I'm going to ask Sister Judith to take us off the air tonight. Go ahead, Judith.
I just want to thank each and everyone who have made this possible, who have made everything possible in the donations you have given. Thank you so much. Like I said last week, a little poem from Forrest E. Whitcroft.
Yeah.
100 years from now, it will not matter what my bank account was, the sort of house I lived in, or the kind of car I drove. But what would really make a difference is that I was important in the life of a child.
Yes.
Thank you
all.
Thank
you, Judith.
And
thank
good
you.
Night.